Important progress stalled on trade agreements. Hello and welcome everyone for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. The American Farm Bureau says members of Congress need to stop playing politics with trade deals that would offer an important boost to the U.S. economy. Jonna Miller has more.
They've been on the back burner for 4 years, and just when it looked like there would finally be some progress for the South Korea, Colombia, and Panama Free Trade Agreements, or FTAs, politics again got in the way. The Senate Finance Committee planned to start the approval process by reviewing and making recommendations on the agreements, but Republicans boycotted the meeting due to a procedural disagreement.
After 4 years of inaction, we finally see a light at the end of the tunnel in regards to the FTAs. Unfortunately, there is a lot of controversy that is revolving around this markup because of trade adjustment assistance. Trade adjustment assistance is a federal program that provides funding to companies as well as employees whose jobs have been hurt due to U.S. imports.
But American Farm Bureau trade specialist Chris Garza says the controversy isn't really about the program itself, but because Democrats have tied the approval of that program to the Korea Free Trade Deal. The Farm Bureau favors TAA and insists it's not a reason to stall the deals.
Not moving forward on these FTAs over the last 4 years has caused U.S. agriculture to lose exports and market share in Korea, Colombia, and Panama. We cannot wait any longer. It's time to get these agreements done, no matter what the procedure looks like at the end of the day.
Passing the three agreements would immediately eliminate most trade tariffs that have hampered U.S. farmers and ranchers for years and would offer a needed boost to the U.S. economy.
We would see in agriculture alone $2.5 billion with implementation of these agreements, but it's also about jobs. Exports create jobs, and these exports will do that.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
And hopefully the process will start rolling again soon on these free trade agreements. Hope all of you have a safe day. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.